welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Otteries. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wigginton. Today, we continue our practice in 1 Thessalonians. We're in chapter 4 with verses 3 through 8. This is the will of God, your holiness, that you refrain from immorality, that each of you know how to acquire a wife for himself in holiness and honor, not in lustful passion, as do the Gentiles who do not know God, not to take advantage of or exploit a brother in this matter, for the Lord is an avenger in all these things, as we told you before and solemnly affirmed. For God did not call us to impurity, but to holiness. Therefore, whoever disregards this, disregards not a human being, but God, who also gives his Holy Spirit to you. Hallelujah. How many of you remember dishonoring God by your immorality? Pushing holiness away as some sort of fright that you thought would never be displayed. This is God's will for you, to be holy, affirming solemnly that the Lord is the avenger in all things. We learn to stop taking advantage of anyone at any time and refrain from using the language that is disruptive and offensive to anyone who can hear. The Lord reminds us often that those who hear should hear the word of God and actively portray it in your life by the Holy Spirit that guides you each and every day. The Lord wants you to honor yourself as a temple of God, reflecting on love, faith, and hope of His mercy. This is the will of God. I find this opportunity often each day, wanting to share something about redemption that allows people to pray. I find such wisdom in helping those who are in dismay, as I seek to honor God in loving justice over excess, helping others to overcome what the system sometimes creates that others need to learn how to express without foreplay. To be holy is to be honest and filled with the Spirit along your way, directing your paths with a wife that reminds and resounds our Lord in every opportunity to pray. Once you give yourself to God, God will place in your life a beautiful soul that many have learned to call their soulmates in Christ. I watched and listened as my wife shared our faith with the prisoners yesterday, before and after Mass, encouraging a brother to be stout-hearted. My love for her and happiness she exudes in my soul comes from God forevermore. And I call to her as my soulmate in Christ to say, I love you. God bless you. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. And I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. As we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot, we pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for the brothers in Kairos, the men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of 1 Thessalonians 4. It's verses 3 through 8. Got a three stanza poem ongoing. Its title, Holiness Yours. do not resist. God's will is this: holiness yours, do not resist. Immortality refrain, nothing to reminisce. Wife acquire, honoring holiness as bliss. Passion lustful, honor not. Exploit not a brother, for not, as Gentiles do, knowing God not. Things these the Lord avenges, not forgot. Affirmed solemnly before, not impurity but holiness implore. Disregarding this neglects God for sure. You given the Spirit holy, who opens every door. Amen. I'm Tom Shilkers-Williams. It's June 30th, 2022. Recording this morning, 24 hours later at 6:16 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, a good friend encouraged me to close with this rhyme. Oh, thanks, thank heavens for 7-Eleven. Today we close at 7-Eleven in Universal Utterings. Calling out to our good friends John and Marie as we do each day. God bless you guys. Have an awesome day in God's truth. In Jesus' name, we close at 7-Eleven. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, thank God for Jesus. Amen.